But I really want to just take a few moments, even just in this atmosphere, and encourage someone tonight. I know this was the year of breakthrough, and if you're a member of Nairobi Lighthouse Church, all of us understand what that is. And if you're not, you can just jump in on it, because God shows no favoritisms. He's a God who just does what he wants to do. The Bible says he shows mercy to whoever he wants to show mercy to. So you can jump in on this blessing. But I really believe that God wants to break through for someone in this place. I've been praying for you that God breaks through for all of us. But you have to tap into that place in you in faith and believe, God, you're doing something supernatural. Let me tell you, where we are is the presence of God. This is the presence of God. I know some of you are just looking at the tent, you're like, okay, Jesus, you're here. Yes, he is. Because he's assured us that he is. He's amongst us. He dwells within us. The Bible says he habitates the praises of his people. And that's what we've been doing. And it says when we ask, we receive. And today I want to stir your faith that if there's something you're believing and trusting God for, trust that it has happened for you. I'm telling you, trust that it has happened for you. And when you see that miracle happen, please come testify. Don't leave us hanging. Give us the good report so that we can rejoice and we can encourage others with it. Amen? So I believe this is still our year of breakthrough. And I know that there are things that you want God to do for you, but can I tell you there are things that God wants to do just for you? That they are better than what you want him to do for you? God has great plans for your life. God wants to enrich you. God wants to bless you. God wants to show himself through you. I was telling the guys earlier on while we were prepping, there are things God has done for me personally that I cannot deny that it was God. I can't. You know, have you ever thought to yourself, what can really change my mind to think that God does not exist? Me, I can't. There's too much he's done for me. Let me tell you, I was sharing my testimony with someone just yesterday, and I was telling them there was a time in our lives that we were kicked out from our home. We had gone somewhere in the morning, and it was almost like a trick. Then someone came and took all our stuff and threw it outside. And it was a family member. And he repossessed the house we're in, and it was a family house. And we were standing outside there, and I'll never forget the sight because I was looking into my father's eyes for answers, and he had no answers. No clue. He didn't know where to take his family. He was looking at my mom, and he's looking at us, and we're just standing, and we're seeing all our furniture. Everyone is passing, you know, the embarrassment. And we're just standing there, and people are wondering, what's going on? And you can begin to see people trickling in to see what's happening. Why are there things outside? It's as if we've been auctioned. And this is our house. This is our home. This is the family home. So we are rightfully meant to be there. And for 2 years, my dad lived on top of a bar. And me and my brother lived in another place. You know Plot 10? Are you guys old enough to remember Plot 10? The Kipindi. Now I'm showing my age. All of you thought I was that young, like Plot 10. Okay, there used to be a kafidis called Plot 10. It was about these guys used to live in this plot, yeah, or to 10. Us, we used to live in Plot 10. And it was a house that had 3 bedrooms with 3 families. So us, we occupied 1 room. And then the next room was another family with 5 kids. And then the next room was another family with 2 kids. And then the sitting room area, we couldn't make it a sitting room area, so we had to turn it around to make it to the kitchen. So it's the kitchen for all these 3 families. And then now it was communal bathrooms. And it was a terrible place. When it rained, manzi, it flooded all the way. Toilets were leaking. Manzi, it was terrible. You had to sit on top of your bed. Manzi, ukogo tu watawezi yeka miguu yako chini. Because kumejaa vitu. So unajua vitu, eh? Kumejaa vitu, eh? Everywhere. It was terrible for 2 years. And I just remember just being in that state and wondering. I could not tell anyone where we lived. We still went to a bougie school. Because that was paid for in advance. So we still went to the bougie school. So we are coming from where we are coming from. Going to a bougie. Watu wanauliza, situkuje kwenu? Mnakaanga wapi? Huko tu. You never told anyone where you is. I remember one time we had even moved now to Avenue Park. See, Avenue Park is a little bit gisty. But now I was in a very, 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 very bougie school. But I was so embarrassed about where we were coming from. I remember trying to explain to someone, a rich kid, where Avenue Park is. I'm like, unajua Embakasi? Hata sisemi na Kiswahili. I'm like, you know Embakasi? Embakasi? Where is that? You know Buru Buru? I'm telling you, that's how bushy these kids were. Like, guys didn't know where Buruburu is. And we are thinking, that's gisty. And so I was so embarrassed. I never told anyone else after that where we stayed. So we only used to say, we stay in Avenue Park. So, you know, it sounds gisty. Avenue Park, yeah. We stay in Avenue Park. We never used to, and we were two of us. There's another family that was staying in Avenue Park too, but then they were more bougie because two was upgraded to from one. So you just used to say, so I was so embarrassed, and I remember God getting us out of this situation. For 2 years, me and my parents never lived together. And I remember the night that we had gone, because when my dad would do night shifts, because now he was doing night shifts just to make up, man, we needed to make money, get out of the ghetto, as it were. And I remember my people used to fight in those bars. Manze, prostitutes, they used to sleep there. You hear all manner of things. And when you're a young person, you don't want to even ask questions. Because you're just there like, this is craziness. So my mom used to be so scared to be by herself. So when dad was on night shift, me and my bro used to go and sleep in my mom's now their place. So that she has boys to protect her. And man, you'd hear all sorts of things. And I just remember that night, I could just feel my mom was fed up. And she was like, man, Kevo, Abu pray, me I can't pray. And I remember just sitting up and just saying, Lord, get us out now. Now. The next day, we've gone back to plot 10. And in plot 10, there used to be this other family. The brother of one of the families was arrested. It was like a drug dealer. Staying in a very bougie place, Gong Road. Say you tulikuwa Isili. Sasa tunaenda Gong Road. So the bro was scared because now his things would be repossessed because he didn't know how long he was going to be in prison. So he asked his sister, "Wait, sis, ukona mtu anaweza kuja a house seat for a season of time?" And this lady just thinks of us because she's not thinking of moving there because she didn't want to be attached with her brother's things. So she's talking to my mom and telling her, "Wait, you guys want a house?" My mom is like, "Yes, we want a house. We've been looking for a house. Kambia kuna nyumba, fully furnished. Bebeni tu nguo zenu na muingie." And that day, we moved to Gong Road. That same day, my mom just said, pack all your clothes, we are moving. And we were in Gong Road, fully furnished house, beds, everything. Everything like it was meant for us. And we stayed with his staff for like 3 years. And then another sad opportunity, but then the guy showed up, we didn't know he was released. That's another miracle. That's another miracle altogether. But I want to tell you, God wants to do something incredible in your life. He wants to do something incredible in your life. And can I just ask you, let him. Let him. Why are you struggling? Are you struggling to let him just do something amazing with your life? I know we're facing a lot. Now there's a lot calling us out, a lot wanting to tempt us and draw us in. But man, in comparison to what God wants to do, let him. Just give up, surrender, stop fighting it. I look back at my life and I'm amazed that I'm even standing here. This time I didn't even have, yeah, me and my bro are sharing one pair of shoes. One pair of shoes. Now the shoe belonged, as you know, some of you don't understand twin rivalry. You know sibling rivalry, but twin rivalry goes to another level. Sasa hizo viatu zilikuwa zake. So manze mini kuku begging tu. Namaki bro, kesho nenda mahali, please. Neza ziva. Aku kwa hapana, misi jisiki. Aki nda kuwashia nguo zako. Takupea mkate zangu. You know those things, takufanya homework. Then we are fighting for a pair of shoes. Yo kiatu ilikuwa inararuka. We can't afford another pair. Tunaenda inashonwa tena. The last time manze ilipelekwa, the guy said, si shoni. True story, misi wadanganyi. The guy said, I'm not shonaing again. This is too much. Buy another pair of shoes, bwana. Atuwezi kwa tunashonesha hii kiatu. And I look back, manze tukua tunava slippers, mina bro. That's all we could afford. Manzi yo kiatu iliisha hivyo. So tunava slippers. Imagine umevaa trao, formal, na slippers. Hata ziko same colors na they've been shonwa 50 times. Because that's all. We used to go to town. Guys used to think, man, what's wrong with these twins? In the estate, ukole wana vitu zingine.
Sasa hii nikiona zile pezo shoes niko nazo. Okay. Yeah, mjui. Baba natosha. Hey, baba natosha. Like I look back at how God has brought me this far. Man, let him. Let him. Stop struggling with God. Give in. And if I ask you, what's so bad about letting God take over? What's so difficult? He's already proven himself to be good. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died for us, made a way for you and me not to receive the punishment that is due us. He's already proven how good he is. Why are you still holding on? Why are you still keeping him at a distance? Let him. There's a portion of scripture I want to glean from tonight in a few minutes together. It says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vineyard keeper. Every branch in me that does not produce fruit, he removes. And he prunes every branch that produces fruit so that it will produce more fruit. Remain in me, and I in you. Just as a branch is unable to produce fruit by itself unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. God wants only good for you. God wants only fruitfulness from you. God only wants abundance for you. Everything about him towards you is amazing. It is wonderful. And all he's telling you, number one, is remain in me. Connect. Connect. Just connect with me. Connect with me. So many times I wonder, you know, I was telling the guys, one thing in my life I feel like is a complete total waste. I don't know if you'll feel the same way. Social media. Natokanga social media, I feel like I'm a waste. Sijui. Hakuna kitu social media iu nijenga. I'm by myself. Hey, muna ni judge, manze. Tough crowd. Tough crowd tonight. Have you ever spent 2 hours on social media and ask yourself, what have you gained? Ata zile TikToks za kukufundisha kitu. Ata ukumbuki ni nini ilikufunza. Alafu, how many of you are like me, fanatics of saving stuff for laters and you never go back to them? Ever. Aurudiangi. Kuna siku manze niliona joke ingine na try kuambia wife. Wacha ni kuoneshe hii joke. Do you know how many things I've saved? I can't even find the thing that I saved. There is so much niko hivi. Ngoja, ngoja babes. Ngoja. Ngoja. Sasa iko wapi? Now I'm trying to think, which day was this? Which day was I? Manze, when I'm in social media, I feel like I've wasted my life. Like 2 hours imeenda tu hivyo. And I can never repossess them. I'm connecting to the wrong thing. And let me tell you, what you connect to will either build you or destroy you. But think about what we are connected to. We think it's going to give us life, but it's not. Yet God is telling you, I'm the vine. I'm the source. I'm the life. Connect with me and you'll have life. I remember when I went to university, high school, nilipitanga tu. Same WhatsApp, eh? You had to strike kuongea. I'll never forget getting my form 4 results. Nikajiulize ile swali. Yani wewe ni mjinga hivi? Like, you're such a fool, you failed miserably. Like, niliangalia hivi headmaster ananiambia, si niliwaambia mlikuwa mnacheza. Like, I failed. What are you thinking at E? E is an upgrade. Class yetu was so bad. Number one alikuwa na C. Na niye peke yake alikuwa na C. So, siongeangi sana juu ya high school. Wacha niwaambie pale nilishine. University. Mungu ni nani? I had to repeat form 4. That was the saddest part of it. I had to repeat. Nakumbuka mahali alikuwa UK. Akatuambia, "Mbona nitumie results nione kama kuna mashule hapa zitachukua hizo results zenu."
Father was a diplomatic guy. So father was the guy who was like, sio mbaya. At least I got an A in Swahili. At least an A in Swahili. Imagine. And I can't speak it to save my life. And then he ended up preaching Mombasa. Eh? Mwambaje! But I got an A in Swahili. So madhe amepeleka huko madhe ananiambia kuna shule. We had to repeat form 4. But when I went to uni, first year is a tricky year. Sindio? For you are in getting to university right now. I know there's some people who are stepping into it or you're already in it. First year is a tricky year. I didn't learn my lesson from you. So I connected with the wrong crew. But I remember, I'll never forget, just seeing this picture happening, just unfolding in front of my eyes. I remember guys would stand up orientation, and it's a law class. And the teacher would say, tell us a bit about yourself. And so people would stand, and kuliko watu walikuwa too brave, manze. Akuja anasema, mimi ni so and so, nimeokoka. I'm here to fight for justice. That's why I want to be a lawyer, that I will be a lawyer for Jesus. Alafu niko, you know that in a battle. Sasa wewe utasema, wewe ni Mkristo ama utasema. The Bible says if you're embarrassed before me in front of people, I will be embarrassed. So you're here tagging yourself. Wewe utasema, wewe amesema aje. Sasa mimi niko hapo. And I remember the lecturer laughing. At you want to be a what? At a lawyer for Jesus. This is the wrong profession. We are all liars. We are all nini. Manze niko, where? Mimi sisemi kitu. Mimi nasimama tu. My name is Kevin. I'm interested in law. I've always been interested in law. And I hope I can learn something on this journey. Bas, uketi chini. But I remember because of just the pressure of first year, people were looking for, you know, you look for your crew. And I just saw people connected to the wrong crew, including me. And first year, mazesi tulianguka. I mean, even people who are bright failed. Like, they are bright. We just didn't read. I didn't even know where the library was. I didn't even know the school had a library. Until second year. I remember just people talking about ikomali to ikomali. And I remember my friends one time, I'm seated. Manze, class is quiet. The teacher hasn't come. My next friend, manze, she's panicking. She's telling manze, nikunoma manze. Naambi, kwa nini nikunoma? Manze, nikunoma. Unajua nani? Nani zina wa crew? Manze, kumbe na mnia mekwa kiiba school fees. Naambi, yani tumekwa na mathags. Polisi wanamtafuta, niko wewe wase. Sasa niko serious. Mimi si kwa na uo mse. Mimi hata sijujui umse. Umse ni nyindo mlimleta kwangu. Mimi hata kama naitwa Kevo kama mimi manze, mimi atujuani na umse. Hapana. Saizi wana panic. Unasikia tu mtu anakuja kwa class anaitwa nani unaitwa na principal. So mimi naona, this chick is really panicking. So nikamuliza, kweli wewe ulikula school fees? Kaniambia, Haki nilidanganywa. Na it's a police case. Mazi ule mjama alisimama akasema I'm here to fight for justice. Hata alikula school fees. I'm telling you who you're connected to. It's either life or death. Acha nikwambie niliingia second year. Nilitema watu. Hey, like the plague. I went and looked for the brightest people. Number one, you know the people who don't want anyone, people don't want to hang out with. Those are the guys you can introduce. Me naitwa Kevo. From now on, what you do, I do. Akiamuka ndo naamuka. Akisema twende, it's time for toilet. Kama shule primary, mi naamuka twende cho. Saini saya cho. Wakienda library. These guys were in library at 6 in the morning. We were the first ones in the library. When they went to lunch, manze nili notice watu bright wakulangi for long. True story. I want a time. Yako huko anasema situchukue hiki kitu tukienda. Year one, tulikuwa tuna spend 2 hours with lunch. Let me tell you, by second year, I was in the top. I was in the top with these guys. Sikuwa number one kwa sababu kuna levels. Lakini nilikuwa huko number 4, number 5. I was in the top. Because the people that you're connected to will either give you life or death. Union with Christ is the condition for the blessing. It's the condition for the breakthrough. It's the condition for fruitfulness in your life. It's the condition for life. It's the condition for strength. Union with Him is the condition. Fruit is only possible because you're connected to Him.
It's only possible because you're connected. Because if you're out of the branch, you die. He said, apart from me, you cannot produce. But the condition is on you, not on him. All of us want him to do all the work. As we sit back, if God is God, watch afanye. But the condition is on you. You are the one who's being told, if you abide in me, and I abide in you. Even that I abide in you, well, you're like, and even me, I'm responsible for you abiding with me. Yes, it's conditional. God is saying, if you do both of these things, if you connect with me, and you allow me to connect with you, I'm going to do something amazing with your life. So let him connect.
Secondly, we see not only God is wanting to nourish us, strengthen us, revive us, lift us up, make us fruitful, but he wants more out of us. He said, even the one producing, I want more. I mean, listen to this kind of God. I want more out of you. God is not just interested in you having enough. This life of surviving, manze tuna survive sana. Aki tume survive sana. Sasa tuna survive kama watu wa dunia. Sasa difference iko wapi? What light are we shining? Tuna survive sana. God has said, me, I want more. I want more in your life. I want abundance in your life. I want you to become too much. Excess. I want so much more. So what does he do? He says, I will prune you. Now, when people hear pruning, you want to run away because I know everyone has been told it's all about cutting. But there are two meanings to this word, and most theologians debate on what the real meaning of cutting means. That word pruning. It's the word katairo. Say katairo. Now, fundisha Greek hapa manzen. Ndio mkitoka hapa mwanambia mtu karai. Hey, ni katairo tu. Ni katairo tu. Hapa tu ni katairo tu. Because I want more in my life. Ni katairo. So the word katairo means to cut, but it also means to cleanse. God wants to cleanse you. This God who is the vine dresser. And listen, because he's the vine dresser, he's the one who's responsible to make sure that you're fruitful. So God is not only, you know, other religions, it's all about someone coming to tell you do A, B, C, D. And it's like someone who is paralyzed being told, walk. Anakuangalia, siezi. Nifuate, uko kwanza siwacha, kwanza nitembe ndio nineza kufuata. But here we serve a Jesus who came to the guy who was paralyzed, stood him up, told him, take your bags and go. He's not only just telling you what to do, he's also helping you do what you need to do. The vine dresser is responsible to make sure that you're fruitful. So he cuts you. But I studied about what happens with vines. That process of cutting is not what most of us think. Because we are afraid. You know, we're always afraid. Ukisikia discipline unahepa. You hear God wounds the ones he loves. You're like, ay. That doesn't sit well with me. Mimi sitaki kuumia. Hata kama ni na struggle, sitaki kuumia. But that word means to cleanse. What it means is most people who work with vines will tell you, because of useless shoots in the vine, it weighs the branch down. So it's not exposed to the light. It's not exposed to the air. And so it sits on the soil, not getting the nourishment it has because of that excess shoots that are useless. They're not bearing any fruit. So the vine dresser comes with a pruning tool to cut the useless shoots. So what God wants to do with your life when he's telling you I want to cut some things out, he's cutting the useless things that are weighing you down. Tonight, some of you are being weighed down. There are things in your life that are weighing you down. They're just weighing you down. And God is like, why should you stay down? You're not getting the life that I have for you. I want you to produce more. So what I'm coming to cut out of your life is necessary because if I don't, it's going to kill you. If someone today was told you have cancer, we need to go and operate, will you struggle with that doctor? Sutamaniya nikate sahi. Daktari ni sangabi tudenda. Ukiambia hiki tutakuwa, so you'll want it cut out. So why do you struggle when God wants to cut certain things out? Cut certain people out. There are people who are killing you.
They're not lifting you up. Every time you leave their presence, you're doubting yourself. You're insecure about how you look. You're insecure about your status. You're lying all the time. Manze, me, I know that life of lying. Manze, ile shule nilienda nilidanganyane. Do you know I lied all my high school life? I told people we had 3 cars. Hatukua na moja iliibiwa. Akina hiyo gari ilikuwa nzee. Is that car that you thought no one will ever steal? Iliibiwa, we were in so much shock. I remember my mom standing because where we parked it, we found another car parked there. My mom was so shocked, she was looking under that other car. True story, see what I'm not making this up. She was in shock. I'm scared to mom ni nini. Aki imagine kevo gari menda. I'll never forget even the number plate. KSP 526. KSP. Toyota Corolla, manzio gari likwa. Mini your father and I'm inheriting that car. That's why I learned how to drive, manzi. When I was 11 years old, I learned how to drive a stick. And I was good at it. Na ikaibiwa. The only car, na nimedanganya watu tuko na gari tatu. Paka even me, I believed it. And the only reason why they believed me is because now, see, my dad had to talk to the neighbors to be dropping us. So, see, neighbor moja ndio huyo, hiyo ni gari yetu moja. Neighbor apili ndio huyo, ndio gari yetu apili. Afu nawaambia ni madere. True story, mimi nawaambia tu ukweli tu. Where I was, man. Kudanganyana. The people God wants to cut off your life. Because they're not producing, you're not producing anything. You're not. The lifestyle that you're chasing, God wants to cut it off of you. Off of your mindset. Some of you are chasing a lifestyle that's just terrible. You can't even keep up with it. He wants to cut it off. Let him. Let him cut it off. Tonight you need to be so desperate and tell God, whatever you need to do, do. Because I want more. I want more in my life. That addiction, let him cut it off. You've been bound to it too long. Why are you holding on to it? As if it's bringing anything to you. You know how addiction works? It cheats you for the moment that you're going to get relief. You're going to feel good. And the moment you get into it, you start feeling terrible from that moment onwards. It weighs you down. God wants to cut it. So allow him to cut it. Thirdly and lastly, I want to finish with this. He says, if you don't allow me to do the first two, if you don't first of all connect with me and allow me to connect with you, then you don't allow me to come and cut certain things in your life. The Bible says, if you don't produce anything, I'm going to cut you off. I'm going to cut you off. What is dead wood really good for? See fire. See, when you're building a fire, you go look for the driest, deadest wood you can find to light because it catches fire. That's what it says. I will cut it and I'll throw it into the fire. You don't want to be cut off. You really don't. Think about Samson. Samson was enjoying both worlds. God had chosen him, empowered him. This is the real Superman, like the real Clark Kent. Is Samson. He couldn't just fly, but still. I just imagine he could do stuff. I always think he just didn't realize his potential enough. But Samson was able. This guy was strong. But he had character problems. He just couldn't do what God told him to do. God said, do not marry anyone outside of your clan. Who does he go look for, number one? The very people God has called his enemies. Look at the audacity of this man. Yani God amewambia, this is the people I'm raising you up to defeat. Hafu nasema mnataka bibi huko. That's human nature. Think about it. But you know what fooled him? Because yes, he had a connection to the vine. And yes, he enjoyed some power and some strength. He thought, I'll always have it. But his character was fruitless. And what did it lead him to? Destruction. Destruction. Samson was there with Delilah thinking it's just any other night. Niambia siri yako. Awe wacha. Ah, Samson. Tell me. Aya, fanya hivi. Mafilistini kujeni. Mnakumbuka ile wimbo. Samsoni, alienda Seleti. Uko akampenda Delila. Unajua, watu wangu. Delila alimdanganya. Kamdanganya shujaa, wakamnyoa. Kamnyoa wishoe, wakamba, wakawaita Wafilisti. I'm telling you, Delila, boss. That was a mean woman. Samson, niambia ukweli. Akasema sawa, kata nywele. He got cut off. His power went. His life went. His eyes went. But tonight there is hope. Tonight there is hope. Because Samson learned something. He learned repentance. He learned repentance and God gave him another opportunity. The Bible says what he did in the end was much greater than what he did before. And some of you, I just want to tell you, this is your opportunity to make things right. Connect. You know, we're coming into a season where temptation iko juu. I was telling my team, statistics say this is the season where nikama my demons. So your demons, diamonds. Demons and their family members gather and tempt us like there is no. This is the most stressful season in the whole year. People think it's January. It's not January. Ni December. Because January, you're focused, isn't you? Resolution! Na achana na hii kitu! Umjamata niona tena. Abuche ki umjamati ya nani text. Hi, baby. Nakuna. Na najua nini fanya nini December. January, uko focused. Lakini December, alikuita kwa hem. Hi. December, manze, mandaimons come out. That's when, manze, we go crazy. We get into debt for no reason. Relationships are strained. We go partying. Why? Akinyi amjachoka na yo lifestyle. Hey, me yo lifestyle, me hata siwezi. Napitanga huko kwa neighborhood na sikia du. Niko aki, thank you Jesus uliniokoa. I can't imagine living that life. Uko. Having the time of my life. Where? Which time? First of all, you're not even awake to even enjoy it. This is one of the most stressful times. Can I tell you, connect. And allow God to cut off things in your life so that you can end strong. Because I really believe how we finish determines how we start. I really believe that. And God wants you to have a strong finish this year. So connect and allow him to cut off, to cleanse away, to wash away anything in your life that is limiting you from what God has in store for you. Because I'm telling you, 2024 is going to be an amazing year for us. Yeah, okay, wait. Everyone likes clapping when you people say that. Only if it is conditional to your connection to him and his connection to you. Let's all stand in his presence.